her. And that's kind of crazy, thinking about a woman from a completely different culture than my own, definitely different job description than what I want to have, and generations removed from present day. So how is this that I know her? I feel this camaraderie with her. And when I think about her, she was a woman whose own culture, and by that job description, had deemed that she had no value, no value outside of what her body could do for others. Whatever talents she had, whatever giftedness she might have possessed, whatever dreams she might have carried in her, no relevance. Interior, no relevance. Exterior and what that body can provide was everything. So she was a woman in that culture who had been diminished to her body and her body alone. Her usefulness determined only by that. And I think I know Rahab, because I have to tell you, I have felt that diminishment in my life and in my experiences. There are times and places that I have felt diminished by this body. Contexts in which, not that people wanted it to be that way, but where what I could say, what I could do, the roles I was allowed to have, were affected by being in this body, the body of a woman. And so diminished or reduced to just this. Maybe contexts or times or places where my voice was heard differently because it was in this. And sisters and brothers, I cannot speak of anybody else's experience. I can only speak of my own. Only you know what you've experienced. Only you know what your context is, so I don't know. But sisters, if you have felt, if you've known situations where your intellect, your artistry, your compassion, your observations seem to pale in comparison to whatever that exterior was, what either you thought or what someone else thought of how you were dressed or how you looked or what you wore or the size of your body or what the shape of it was, then maybe you know Rahab too. Or maybe if there were times or situations where your voice or your observations were heard in a different way, or maybe you yourself silenced your voice because you felt like it didn't matter, then maybe you know Rahab. And brothers, I say the same thing. Again, I don't know your situation. I don't. Only you can speak of your realities. But if you, or if you've ever been with someone and you've objectified a woman, you've seen only her exterior while neglecting what she was inside and her whole person within. Or maybe there's been dynamics and groups dynamics, not out of malice, not out of intention, but times when, because of a myriad of different forces, mostly unconscious that we don't know, a woman's insight or her truth or her wisdom was glossed over or was overlooked or simply quietly faded into the background, then maybe you know Rahab in ways that might surprise you. The mystery of Rahab, and this is the miraculous thing that draws me to her more than anything else, is that in the midst of a culture that deemed her and said, in the midst of her context, said, you are nothing more than your body. You are nothing more than your body. Because of what she did. Inside, she carried this immense deposit of imago Dei, an immense deposit of the image of God. How could she have known that? That's what amazes me about her. Against all cultural and relational evidence to the contrary, she knew in her core the deposit of Almighty God. and that she was the bearer of God's image, and that she was created in the image of Almighty God. Imago Dei. To me, that's where the surprise is. A woman in the image of God. A Gentile in the image of God. A prostitute in the image of God. And from that place, when those spies came, she spoke, she acted, she became. She used her voice and she chose to engage in that truth. I too am created in the image of God. I don't even know how I know this God, but I'm created in the image of this God, and I will become and move into that reality. And because she does, she was redeemed, as Date said, her family was redeemed. Indeed, the whole nation of Israel is redeemed because from her lineage comes Jesus Christ, Redeemer and Messiah. All because a prostitute believes she too was created in the image of God. And when I look here, brothers and sisters, let me say this. I think it is this into which we are called. To know in each eye I look into, in each face that I see, in each interaction, the image of God. The image of God. The image of God. The image of God. The image of Almighty God. The image of God. Each one of us in the image of God. And I believe, imagine, body of believers, Christ's body. What divine purposes might God call us to if we were to able to live into that reality? To live in the reality of each of us created into the image of God, and what redemption might Almighty God bring possible in this community, in the city, in knowing we each are created in the image of God. That is what I believe we are called to. And all praise and all glory to Almighty God, who uses the heart and the truth of a prostitute to show us the way. Imago Dei.